Welcome back to the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. I hope everybody is doing well out there. And it is feeling good out there, about 73 degrees. And we do have in studio one of our favorite people is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. How you doing, Yvonne?
Well, thank you very much. I love to be here. I'm doing very well. Survived the fourth with all of my digits.
Yes. I think the joke always is, if you still have all 10 digits after 4th of July, you're doing okay.
That's right.
So
that's right. So I'm doing well.
All right. Well, lots of things going on concerning Coffeyville Community College. And in fact, we're going to kick it off on next Saturday, this coming Saturday, I should say, at the summer celebration will be the Quack Clash.
The Quack Clash, you say that easier than I did this morning, this on a Monday morning. But yes, this is our annual fundraiser for our activities and athletic programs. Typically, the students go out and sell ducks, and it is not too late to purchase a duck for the Quack Clash. We are super excited this year. We are coordinating with the summer celebration hosted by Gail Smith and Mike Bradley and that crew, and so we're really excited to see what that brings, bringing that partnership together. So the race will be run. Man, my tongue is not working. I have all my digits, but my tongue is not working today. The races will be run at the Walter Johnson Park, and so you can't miss us. Just look for the huge fire truck, because the fire truck will be helping us with the water. And whatever ducks you have in the races, there'll be several heats, and then you have the potential first place, I believe, is $1,500.
Wow, there you go. So, got a chance to win some cash.
Yeah, so cash prizes. And then we also have, we've partnered with the police department and the fire department, and they will be doing raffles, and so you can purchase raffle tickets for that. And great prizes. They've got some grills and all kinds of cool stuff. So come on out. We are scheduled between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. So,
all right, it's going to be a lot of fun. Quack Clash, again, like Yvonne Saul said, you have a chance to win $1,500. So
exactly.
That'd be awesome to get out and out there.
Right, and you can go online. I should have said you can go online to purchase ducks. And if you'd like to specify those to a specific program or activity, then you can do that. You can identify if you want that to go to rodeo or to choir or, whatever, baseball, basketball, whatever you want it to do. You can do that online at Coffeyville.edu and just look for the giant yellow duck.
You can't miss it. All right. Also coming up is the going to be the musical, The Rock of Ages, the middle school edition.
Exactly. We are super excited about this. And, obviously we are monitoring the situation with the COVID-19. But for right now, we are moving forward with this production. And our students have been working very hard. Of course, we are practicing social distancing, and they are all wearing masks while they're practicing and rehearsing. And so for right now, we are moving forward with Rock of Ages, the middle school edition, and we cannot wait to see what these kids put together for us. It's always a great entertainment. And then we will have shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So
be sure to get out there and check it out. It's going to be a great program, The Rock of Ages, the middle school edition.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the summer session is going on, and it sounds like it's going on very well as of right now.
Well, fortunately, summer session 2 is already an online program, so our folks are used to that, and so we are in full swing. Well, it just started, actually, but it started, and so we're going good with that one. And then we are also gearing up for the fall enrollment, and so that is open now. If you would like to enroll for fall or talk to someone about some fall classes, then you can give us a call, shoot us some emails. We have several different emails that you can use. Obviously, we have adjusted some of our campus visits simply because of the COVID-19. You are asked to schedule an appointment to be on our campus, and then we are screening those that come on campus for right now. Just simple, like you do when you go into the hospital or most any other place right now, where they'll check your temperature, and then you have to answer the simple basic questions, and then we'll give you a little sticker, and then you can go on your campus tour and visit with whomever you need to visit with on campus. But if you are not sure who you want to talk to or who you should talk to, then there's a couple of different folks that you can email. Our recruiter, Chris C. at coffeeville.edu is one, or you can email our Student Success Center, and they would be more than happy to help you and advise you on your courses for the fall semester. And that email is studentsuccess@coffeeville.edu. Now, if you have questions about your financial aid, we also have an email for that, and that is faquestions@coffeeville.edu. And you can email either of those last two email addresses. They go to multiple people. Mm-hmm. So somebody will respond to you. Now, the Chris C is a direct email to our recruiter, Chris Cameron. So he would be the one getting back to you on that. Okay. So, but yeah, come on and give us a shout and let us know you want to either come on campus or if you need to take some testing for placement, we can schedule that too.
Absolutely. So good things going on there. And of course, the fall semester coming up. And as of right now, is fall semester still scheduled to be a face-to-face?
For right now, yes. We are looking at a face-to-face fall semester. Now, you've probably seen several institutions, both four-year and two, are adjusting their fall semester to shorten it up. Around the Thanksgiving time. And so we are having those conversations, and hopefully we will have our official announcement of what we're going to do for the fall semester sometime this week. We hope to put that out this week. But for right now, just know that we are having those conversations, and we are paying very close attention to what the CDC is saying and what our state and local and federal officials are saying. And so trying to come up with the best plan for our students. Mm-hmm. And for our faculty and our staff. So security is of the utmost importance and health and safety. And at the same time, you know, we want to make sure that we're providing a quality education for those. And so that's what we're facing right now and hope to have a plan put out this week. But just know we're working on it, and we are definitely trying to consider all of the pros and cons to everything that's involved with that.
Right. It's a very fluid situation right now.
Absolutely.
And I assume that you guys do have contingency plans just in case face-to-face is unable to happen, correct?
Absolutely.
Likely the online thing, I'm guessing.
Right. Correct. And fortunately for us, or unfortunately for us, you know, in March 19th changed our world forever, as it did everyone else's. But our faculty and staff adjusted, and our students, you know, they adjusted really well. They jumped in, they said, okay, well, this is what we've got to do to finish out the semester. And our vice president for academic services worked with her team of faculty members, and the classes that were not online, they were able to move them to online. And so they've been working throughout the summer to make sure that we are ready for whatever comes our way, as well as admissions and our Student Success Center. You know, they've all been working as well to make sure that we are able to accommodate our students.
Absolutely. And you guys are doing a great job over there with that. Also, you wanted to talk about the tech programs, for essential workers and non-traditional.
Well, you know, everyone's talking about the essential workers are out there. And I know that this is a tough time for some folks. You know, they've been furloughed or laid off or whatever. And so I just wanted to remind folks that a lot of the technical programs that we offer at Coffeeville Community College are producing those essential workers. So if you are thinking to yourself, you know, I need a different career, then you should give our technical campus a look. Give a call or send an email and just ask, you know, what programs do you have available? What's the timeline? Most of our programs, once you get into them, can be completed in a one-year time frame if you're going full time. Now,
right.
If you're going part time, it takes 2 years. But if you're a full time technical student, you can complete that technical certification within a year's timeline and be back at, you know, on a job where you are considered an essential worker and be able to maintain employment. So just check us out. And if you're a non-traditional, you know, maybe you're a female and you're thinking, you know, I'm pretty good at welding, or I, you know, I'd like to try welding, then there's obviously a great opportunity there for that as well. Or maybe you're a male who thinks that you want to check out nursing. Then go ahead and give us a call. We'd love to visit with you about that.
Do something you're passionate about, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And you guys have, of course, the tech branch here, and there's one in Columbus as well, is there not?
That is correct. We do have a facility in Columbus as well, a campus in Columbus. And they do not offer all of the programs that we offer here on the Coffeyville campus, but they offer a majority of them, and they offer a lot of those programs that are labeled as essential workers. So one other thing is that we did move our paramedic and EMT program to our 4th Street facility. It's also where we offer Pearson VUE testing. So you'll notice if you are interested in the EMT or paramedic program, then that will be out at the 4th Street location, which is closer to the elementary school, community elementary.
Okay. So anyway, that is what is going on with that. Again, so if you live over, you know, in a little further east of here, and you may have, they may have the technical program over there. And how can they contact the Columbus area? Is it the kind of the same numbers, or is it a completely different number to contact the Columbus
They do have different numbers over at Columbus, mm-hmm. But if you go to our coffeyville.edu website, mm-hmm. then there is a link for Columbus Technical Campus.
Okay.
And if you just follow that link, then it will tell you who the instructors are for the various programs, and you can reach out to them, or you can call Carrie Soper is the campus director over there, and she would be more than happy to visit with anyone about any of the programs that they offer in the Columbus area.
So, again, a good extension over there in case maybe you live closer over there. That way you don't have to drive to Coffeyville, but still have that education out there near folks out there. So, lots of things going on. And like you said, campus visits as of right now, they have to be appointments as of right now due to the COVID-19. And you'll have to take a short test. And I think, did you say a temperature reading as well?
It's a temperature reading. And it's not really a test.
Well,
I don't want to freak people out. You're not going to lock you in a room for 2 hours.
20 minutes.
It's like 5 questions.
Right.
Have you been? It's the same 5 questions that you're answering at every other facility. Have you been around anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19? Do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? You know, those
right.
same questions.
Simple, quick questions,
yes.
pretty much.
Yes. So we're not going to, make you
take a
test.
It's not going to be a long form Scantron and all that. You know?
It's a screening. We're going to call it a screening.
Yeah, there we go. A screening. That's a little bit better of a word. All right. And again, still screening. Still got to do by appointments as of right now, though. Well, Yvonne, I thank you so much for coming in today. Lots of things going on. And anybody has any more questions, I know you've given out a lot of email addresses today, but if they have a question for you, how can they contact you personally?
Oh, absolutely. You can email me at Yvonne at coffeyville.edu, or you may also give me a call at the office, which is 620-252-7095.
All right, Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in today. We always look forward to seeing you guys, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
That's right. See
you
then.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this very pleasant Monday morning.